What's good? Welcome back to Can I Buy With Y'all, man. It's been a minute since we did this. I know the people are like, oh my God, where y'all been? But we back up in it. I got to give this intro real quick before we start because we are approaching episode 100. This is like 97.
Yes.
Or 8, something like that. I think 98. It's 98.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way. We're enjoying ourselves, celebrating life. We got more people up in here. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself real quick. If it's your first time watching, it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG, CAZ_0. I'm going to pass it on over to you.
And it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG, @Mathis023.
Sir, yes, sir. And we got some wild girls in the building today.
Wild.
I'm just going to say, y'all came in with the wild energy, so I'm going to introduce y'all as the wild girl.
We are. We're the wild ones. I'm Ara Queen Bay on Instagram.
I'm Raquel Rose with an A on Instagram.
And we are Off the Air TV podcast.
Yeah, check us out.
Yes, so we do have another collab today. We like meeting fellow podcasters. Feel like just being in this space a little different, so we get to piggyback ideas off of each other.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, we'll start with the questions today.
Of course.
But do you mind sharing what y'all do so that people know on both ends?
Ara and I have a podcast called Off the Air TV. Not only that, we also manage our OnlyFans accounts for personals, social medias. I have a salon, and Ara is pretty much just a guru in general. She's the cool person on the internet. So, you know, that's her thing.
What you teaching people?
I just teach people how to be hot and own it.
Lit. She does. She's great at it,
I used to be a chemical engineer, but I decided to take on social media full-time.
Chemical engineer.
Yeah.
You deadass?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I even have my engineering ring on. If you're from Canada, you know this is an iron ring. So when you graduate.
How did you go from chemical engineering to OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I have an MBA and I went to OnlyFans.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Number one. Very simple one for any girl. You know, you send like those sexy little snaps to like, you know, your roster.
This is where it begins.
Your roster of boys, like, you know, Jeff, Joe, Brad, Kaz.
Crit.
Chris. And then, like, she only, like maybe one replies with, like, cute or something. And you're like, I could have made money off of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was number one.
So what was your very and first pick? What type of content was it?
Just, like, Playboy style.
Okay. You wanna know and I did premium
snap at the time. I did premium snap first, then I did patron, then I did OnlyFans.
The premium snap?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this. Yeah,
that's
you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Oh
hell! What, you just send the nudes on snap?
No, I was like hand bra.
I did not know this. Hey, we learning today.
They liked it. My fans liked it.
How far are you in your OnlyFans journey?
I'm deep. I was an OG. I started OnlyFans in 2018. I think, when did you start?
Pandemic, like everybody else. I'm a fout chaser. I swore.
At least we passed 7 seconds.
Hey, at least she's honest.
Yeah, at least you own it.
Cheers to being honest. We love that.
What journey been for you?
Yeah, it's really great. I always battle like with mental, not really mental health, but like more so the mental portion of it, because it's like overwhelming. It's a lot of work. A lot of people think it's like super easy because they always see the money rolling in. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of like side pieces that go into it to fit that puzzle. And it's really complicated. And like I jump in, I jump out. So mine has done really well. I've been quite successful, but like I could obviously be way better because.
But she's taking a lot of breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like a year off.
Yeah.
But and she also does hairstylist. Like she's a hairstylist full time. She has her own hair salon.
You gotta mix them together.
That's what I started doing right now.
And that's where Ara came in, and we have.
And her new OnlyFans at is called Your Hairdresser.
Yeah. Okay.
Marketing, baby.
I'm coming in. Okay. Coming in. I'm going to get my hair done.
Hey! Oh my God! Collab. Yeah. Are you? Or do you have an OnlyFans?
Technically, I do now. I mean,
damn,
with the pot. Hey, listen, hold on. Hey, check me out. We are officially on OnlyFans for this podcast as of like last week.
But our stuff is like PG. It's not.
But
like,
we haven't posted nothing yet. That's why like we were trying to figure out how
more
to use
it. More to come soon. He goes, oh, we're PG. Hold on.
Well, you know we do have asses, and we like taking them out of our the ass cheeks out of our pants. So we can definitely help you.
Yo, I thought you were about to say something.
What did you think I was about to say?
Please. Listen, we could do the OnlyFans content today.
Hey, are you guys ready?
Oh, they ready. Kev, they ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
He said he's ready.
We said if they ready.
Kev ready too.
He's like eating his popcorn. Like, when are they taking their clothes off?
So what's the wildest thing y'all ever done on OnlyFans?
15 to 20 people orgy. I can't really put my finger on how many people were there. It was wild. There was a few big names there. Wow. Like some big porn stars. Like Luna 5 Star was there. Mia Malkova was there.
I thought you were going to be like, you play with your pussy or something.
Yeah, like a butt plug or something.
That's cute. All right. Damn. A 15 to 20 person orgy. Please get into detail.
Yes.
There was a lot of pussy licking, ass licking.
And what was your role?
I was involved with my mouth a lot.
Somebody
lots
got it.
Of leg bending
there was
action,
a lot of like spreading it open.
All right, so how long was this production?
I don't know, but the video does exist on my OnlyFans.
Oh shit!
And if you're a new subscriber, you can definitely ask for it.
How much you charging per month?
I have a free page, and then I have a VIP. That's
I know that's not on $7.99. The free page.
I mean, if they can ask for it in the messages on the free page.
Oh, that's how it works.
You can message me, and then like if I like you, I'll like give you things.
Yo,
it's
I'm
like,
telling
you, know when you're like sexting a guy, and he's like, send me a pic, and then you're like, okay, if I like you, I'll send you one.
So is OnlyFans is it kind of like, you know how they say Instagram's like a dating app, kind of like you can scroll through profiles, see if you like someone or not. Is it like that?
Kind of.
If you like follow them, they follow. Mm-hmm. They show up on your feed. But I don't know if there's like a really an explore page. There's no like for you page. Like you know how on TikTok you find like on TikTok you're supposed to find people you don't follow. Right. Mm-hmm. But on OnlyFans it's actually kind of hard to find people you don't follow. Which I wish they would change that because.
Mm-hmm. So how did you find 15 to 20 people to have an orgy with? I know that wasn't on that wasn't on the explore page.
I just like put it on like Craigslist.
No.
Yeah, and they replied.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
just,
like how you build an orgy.
DM'd.
You guys didn't know?
I just slid
that's
in
how
the
you build
DM.
An orgy?
Yeah.
How to build an orgy 101?
Yeah.
All right,
you go
on
Craigslist, post the ad, and then you wait for people to hit you up.
Okay. How many business days are we waiting?
I mean, it's like selling something.
I mean, I don't really wait.
But you're not accepting
really
everybody.
That.
Like, there's like a drug test.
Well, yeah, there's like an interview system.
The drug test, no, like STD test.
What's the qualification?
You'll have to be hot.
Yes.
That's it?
You have to have huge jugs, fat ass,
knockers.
Okay.
That's it. Like,
and for men?
Pretty, like, huge cock. But if you have a small one, like, sometimes we like to do like little like raffles.
Damn.
You fluffer.
Some girls don't like the huge cocks. They would rather like a
little shrimp.
Not a like
a little seafood boil.
Not to call it that, but you know.
All right.
He's just a small guy.
Like I said, this podcast sometimes we steer off topic. But we're here now. For you, what's the ideal amount of inches?
Of like height or feet?
Of dick.
Oh, wow. like ideal inches, like I would say.
What is that? Like six?
Like that?
Six? That's
but
nine.
I have had like this too.
That's like three.
But it's really hard to hit it from the back if he's like this big. You can only really do like certain positions.
The first one you did, that's like
don't
almost
hold a foot. Tumble on it.
I was not expecting
me neither.
This
episode wild already. I ain't even drinking for real.
Crazy today.
I'm so sorry to your listeners for this.
Bro, we gonna come back. We were on a little hiatus too. We gonna come back. This is what we gonna come back with.
I love that welcome. For the fans. You're welcome.
I actually had a question that I was gonna start with, but then we got into all this. But what's something you wish people understood better about OnlyFans girls?
There's a lot more work that goes into it behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Hours and hours of work, hours and hours of creative process, putting a picture together. Like, you see a picture, there's work that went into that. And it depends on the girl too, but like, from ordering the outfit, putting it together, hiring a photographer, booking an Airbnb, getting the girls together, posting consistently on every platform and creating a fan base. There's so much work that goes into it that people don't see. And then they're like, I'm going to just start an OnlyFans.
Yeah. People do that all the time. They're like, I'm going to get rich and I'm going to start an OnlyFans. And it's like, girl, do you know how hard that is? It is not as easy as you think it is.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work that people don't see.
Which we love doing though, because
I would rather do this than like go back 100%. To my cubicle 9-to-5 engineering job.
100%. Plus, we make more money than that. But aside from that, it's a lot more work and you're definitely putting more hours in. But at the end of the day, it's considered entrepreneurship in its own little essence. So you're an entrepreneur for yourself and you're going ham for yourself and you're like doing that literally. Yeah.
But you have no hours. You have no hours of work, hours. Like 24/7. Like, yeah. I probably DM'd you randomly at 11 trying to set this up.
Yes.
Like,
I was not expecting this episode to go.
I was not either.
Well, wait, what'd you think? We were like nuns or something?
No, but I didn't expect it to come out so hot at the beginning.
We're just hot always.
Okay. Hot OnlyFans content.
Should have got the OnlyFans shirt.
I like deep questions. Okay,
well, I have OnlyFans hats I can bring.
So, I love deep strokes. Not like.
Just kidding. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so because you create a lot of content, like sexually, is it hard to connect with someone? Like a real connection? Even sexually?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Elaborate.
So I actually don't even like hooking up with people unless I have like a deeper connection with them. Like, like you see that, like I'm being like this, but I'm not actually like.
Oh, you're not?
Or that orgy I spoke about was like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, I'm not having an orgy every single day of my life, but it is hard to connect with people. And I don't hook up with people unless I have a deeper connection than the surface level.
Okay. What about you?
I don't personally feel that it's harder to make a deeper connection. I think that in general, in life, if somebody makes an effort, then it's right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. Like that platter has been served and you can take what you want from it. Mm-hmm. And that person decides to either give or take, and then you decide to either give or take. So ultimately, I don't think that it's harder per se. I think it's just an energy or a vibe thing. I think that because we live in Florida, a lot of people have this like, I'm cooler than you kind of energy, and that they just don't connect or vibe with you on like a general perspective. Mm-hmm. Just in general, they just don't do that because they're cooler or they're like,
yeah,
whatever.
People are like more like trying to see what you can do for them.
Exactly.
Or how it benefits you.
I don't think that's a deeper thing though, or like a lack of ability to have a deeper connection. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I like connecting with people on a deeper level, but I just never know if they're genuine on their end. You know, they could be connecting with me on a deep, deep level on their end, but then they're like
trying to get something out of you.
Yeah.
You said you had a question.
So, Chris, you trying to take someone serious, hypothetically, because we know how you are.
Mm-hmm. And
you find out she was in a 15 to 20 person orgy. You see the video.
Mm-hmm. I feel assaulted.
You are being attacked right now.
I feel assaulted.
How are you approaching this girl after you see that video? She's still wifey?
Like, what do you mean approach?
What if the orgy was all females?
No. It was 7 guys, 8 girls.
No, it was all girls.
No.
Yes. What do you mean it was all girls?
She'd still be wifey then.
He said hypothetically.
Like, you falling for her heavy. Uh-huh. But then you find that video.
I'm falling for a girl?
Hypothetically.
Okay.
He's like in her dreams.
Okay. I know you, Chris. Mm-hmm. You already fell for her, actually. That's a sign.
He just went in the wrong hole.
How long have
She's
I been
got multiple holes down the throat.
Talking to her.
Sorry.
I thought everybody did.
2 years.
So I've been kicking it to her for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we're basically dating.
You're in love.
And then I find out she had an orgy. Mm-hmm.
Before you guys met or during?
Say before. I'll spare you.
How long before?
A year.
I hate you.
I like this. This is fun.
It's hypothetical.
I like it.
Nah.
Oh, she's not wifey no more?
Nah.
Damn.
Nah.
Right, why?
So I'll be honest.
I thought you would be okay with that.
I honestly wouldn't take an OnlyFans girl serious. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh.
This typical perfect guy.
This well, no, I mean, I have my reasonings.
Perfect like, guess for this.
Just, if I was to take a girl serious and I had kids with her, the kids would pay for that repercussions of your actions. That's just how I'm thinking.
So what if she, let's just say hypothetically, mm-hmm. I hope you don't mind.
We ask a lot of hypotheticals.
Okay, cool. So hypothetically, if you were in a relationship with somebody and you like them and mm-hmm. you were in love and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, he did a hypothetical in love, so yeah, I said, "Figure, yeah. let's have a party. Let's just hypothetically say right. you were in love, right? Okay." Right. So, she provides more than you mm-hmm. in this situation, mm-hmm. and she's ready to buy you a car, buy you a house, buy you whatever it is. But she treats you as an equal. It's not that you're like a lesser than. Mm-hmm. It's just that y'all are connected. You are a family, and mm-hmm. now. What's hers is yours.
She ready to spoil.
Am I broke?
No.
No.
She's just more rich than you.
Yeah, she just has okay. more than you. Mm-hmm. Like, so that does that makes you feel what inadequate, maybe,
no.
or like, so why wouldn't you date day. An OnlyFans girl? Because like, what if she's bringing in the cash and then you're on it sometimes here and there well, as the,
or what if you're DoorDash not even on guy? It?
You mentioned me. I didn't mention anything about myself. I said the kids.
Yeah, but I was saying a hypothetical question. Like, I wasn't even worried about the kids, like, right now in this question.
Like, you're talking about take her serious?
Yeah, just, like, hypothetical.
Because she's buying me stuff?
No, not really. She's not really buying you stuff.
You just like, said that.
It just well, helps I said your life
she's,
out.
You're a family, so mm-hmm. she's buying, like, you're buying it for the whole family as a group, a cohesive. Like, there's a house involved, like, your name's on it, cars are involved, your name's on it. Like, mm-hmm. it's an equal thing. It's not, like, hers I don't know. And she's
I
giving
feel,
it to
I
you.
I feel like what you're trying to say is, like, if you guys are married and have kids, you can like there's so many creators that are married and have kids. You don't even know.
You think they
that girl has a husband and kids and she's on OnlyFans. I mean, and that, she portrays herself. She doesn't obviously post her family.
Again,
but it helps pay for her family, put her kids in private school and her
so your question was
well, it's just hypothetical like cuz I guess my question was more so like would you date an OnlyFans girl in this scenario?
No, I can make my own money. I'm good.
Okay. I think it depends what type of content you post, too.
Wait, why does that
said,
matter?
You said like an orgy. Like, I don't...
Well, I mean, we right. have a table right now. You, you brought it up, so...
I'm just thinking about the future. I don't need my kids being, like, tormented at school. I just don't...
Well, what
I
if
don't
our, want that. Like, the kids don't have to go to, like, regular school. They could just have...
Daddy Chris homeschool.
Homeschool, homeschool, and we travel all the time on our private jets.
I'm not superficial. Like the private jets.
I mean, it's not really BMW's superficial. It's really just we don't have to go to the airport with like regular people and like stand in line 3 hours earlier.
Yeah, I actually have to go.
Zoosh, are you going to protect us?
I'm already late.
Hey, I just got to let y'all know, Chris got a date, so he about to head
Yo,
out.
Yo, what are you doing right now? Yeah.
Is your date an OnlyFans girl?
Hell no.
She might be.
I'm going to beat you up if you don't.
Taylor, we kicking someone off the podcast for the first
it's
time.
It's you. We evict you off the island. Oh, hey, cutie. Come on the podcast.
Eli, nice to meet
I'm
you
I'm Ara.
Hi. What was it?
Eli.
Eli, okay.
Ara. I like your shorts.
Thank you, thank you. I like they your dog.
Y'all matching, too.
I like your watch, too. That's fine.
Thanks.
Almost more and more.
Are you single?
Oh, here we go. We started early. Whoa. My dream. Yeah.
Full send.
All right, to catch you up. Sorry, I'm saying Ara.
Ara.
I'm sorry. All right, Miss Ara here. She had a 15 to 20 person orgy.
Wait, why do we have to start that with him? Why can't we start fresh with him? Why does he
and
have to
then,
know that?
And then
would
we
you
had,
think her past? Had,
and then there was, just there was no guys. It was all girls.
So you signed up for it and went.
Yeah, everybody that came there, they came there because of this.
Word. And then we asked Chris. How would you feel? Would you take a woman serious if she had a 15 to 20 like, person?
Or you said, would you still consider her wifey?
Yeah, after he fell in love Ooh. With her.
But there was no dicks.
There were definitely dicks.
Ooh. There was no dicks.
All right, first, I need some background information. How old are you?
I can't tell you that.
All right, let's make up a fake age. Or how long ago
21.
Was
it? 25.
25, and what age was this at?
21.
So this was 4 years ago. I'll let you start. I'll let you answer first.
The question?
Yeah, or yeah, just answer it. I don't know. Part of me doesn't care, but like.
See, I like him that, better.
But
sorry.
Like, I'm playing. Part of me doesn't care,
Bye.
But like,
is that we like your friend?
I told. Well, I was gonna say as he was before he left, I was saying like it would depend on the content. Like, if it was all girls, then yeah, I probably wouldn't care.
Was this a film? Like you were too. Filming. Or it was just vibing?
No, we had videographers to film it.
Oh, this was OnlyFans.
Oh, so this was work?
Yeah.
Oh, no, get your bag.
Thanks.
I thought you were just going to hang out. I mean, you were hanging out, but you're getting paid.
Yeah.
No.
No, it was scheduled. Yeah. It was like everybody 9 p.m. TV
Yeah, I don't
room,
really feel like
bring your dildos.
It's a big deal.
I don't either.
It's crazy to me when people are like, I would never date an OnlyFans girl. It's yeah. like, what? Like,
I told you, this depends
on
the content.
What difference does
me.
It make? It doesn't make any difference. And I then, think, like, to be like, I don't need money. It's like, okay, cool, that's good.
I think for me, it just depends on the content you're making.
Yeah, I mean, if you suck in dick weekly, then
What if you made content previously?
Well, then you're a porn star at that point.
If you made exactly. content previously.
That's what I said, it depends on your
yeah,
content.
Yeah, what if you made a bunch of content previously and then you no longer make that type of content? You just do like podcasts and like TikToks now.
I feel like I could come around on that. Hypothetically. I would have to force myself to come around.
I think that if it's like, if you have a vibe with that person, and this is just me because I'm a female, maybe I feel differently. And I apologize for cutting you off. I didn't mean to.
Go ahead.
I'm passionate. So I'm like, ah. But I think that just in general, if
depends on preference.
Yeah.
I think we all agree on that. But now I have a follow up because I'm assuming. All right. So assuming you've made contact like that, are you upfront like that in your current relationships? Or is it just like when it comes up?
I don't really like, I'm not like a hookup person. I don't like one night stands. I don't like as soon as I meet you, like hook up with you. Like I actually haven't even had sex since like December.
Okay. But, since, I like, mean, Christmas. That's what everyone says, but I'm going to believe you.
No. Okay. Well, I'm being honest.
What's like the 4 month, three. I haven't. Yeah.
I think everyone on said the same thing. Are y'all in the group chat?
No,
I had sex last night.
But here's the thing. Because everyone that probably comes
that's
here.
That's a good answer.
Be honest. Be like that.
Well, but I'm just saying, maybe some of the people that are coming here are OnlyFans girls, and they also are looking for that like actual connection before they hook up with people. Because just because we're OnlyFans girls doesn't mean we're out here hooking up. There's the truth for you.
Okay. But say you find that connection with somebody, like meet a guy, you vibe with him. Let's say you go on a date. Let's say second date. Are you letting him know, or are you letting like a few months go by?
Letting him know about
your orgy, your past, whatever.
I don't know. Is he going to tell me what all his orgies a second date?
What if he's never had one? What if he's a virgin?
I think it's a little different when you're on camera, though. Is it not different? I feel like it's different if you go on camera.
These what ifs. What if he's a virgin?
So we asked the hypotheticals.
I don't know.
Can we do realistic hypotheticals?
I feel like I'm just coming out here and like blurting it out to somebody. But if like you ask me like what's the wildest thing I post on my OnlyFans on the second date? Sure, I'll tell you.
I feel that.
But like I'm not just gonna be like, hey, so by the way, do you wanna know what's the wildest thing I ever did on my OnlyFans? It's our second date.
That's a good answer. I like that.
Like also there's guys that have kids and wives.
No, I don't not wanna know.
But there's also guys that have kids and wives and they don't tell you until like the 10th day and they're like, are you cool with me having a wife and kids?
Guys just do though. Guys just don't put it up front.
It's not an excuse.
That's what they do.
I think that people in general, like be accountable. Stop lying, stop capping, stop just doing whatever the hell lies that you're talking and saying. Just be honest. Stop
get out my
weird.
DMs.
Yeah, stop being
yeah,
weird.
I see your kids and your husband on your page.
Wait, you guys have girls in your DMs with husbands and kids?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to speak for myself, but
I'm a strong believer and I have the same... I expect the same in a relationship, which is like what I've been very clear and honest with my boyfriend now. If you want to cheat, just tell me.
Oh, like, so you in an open relationship?
No, it's not open. It's just that if you want to do it, like I want to know first so that I'm mentally prepared to know like where we're at. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you going from there though?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying I'm.
So you go home
I'm
tonight.
Kind of
he's like, baby,
person.
I want to go cheat.
I'm weird like that. I got issues. I don't know.
So you go home tonight. He said, baby, I want to go cheat tonight.
He's not going to say, I want to go cheat tonight. What if he's like, oh, I kind of.
Like if he met this girl.
I met this girl. We've been talking.
Yeah.
How you going to go about that?
I'd be like, first I would assess the relationship that we have because we didn't have that kind of understanding initially, right? So for you to switch it up on me would be like, whoa, that's a shocker. But aside from that, like, I'm logical. So I would go into it and then just be like, okay.
How long have you been together?
We're on and off. I've known him for so many years, literally since I was a kid. And like now we're kind of like going full send. So it's only really been
she's
like.
She's about to be married. That's fine.
They're about to be married.
Yeah, we're probably about to get married. But I'm just very upfront and honest. And like I expect that in the relationship. If I feel like cheating and because there was a scenario that was going down or vice versa, he felt that way. I've actually been verbal about this. Just tell me so that we can like assess how it goes. Sometimes I'm actually open to like open things like, mm-hmm. you know, threesomes or like maybe she's hot. Like, what is it that drew you to her? Like, I like to understand like the psychology portion of it. And then I'm down to explore more.
Interesting.
Why did you look at me like, did you think we had a threesome? looked at me real quick.
Have y'all had a threesome?
I'm just going to assume y'all have.
No. Y'all look like y'all be licking each other's pussies.
Y'all just look like sorry.
Find out. She'll
go look random pussies. I'm sure she said
in the
orgy. I look like
orgy.
I lick pussies?
Yeah, you just say you open to like everything if she's hot. Like,
damn.
I'm not gonna.
That's your word.
That's what you said.
I just wanted to know what my face looked like. That's all. That's why.
No, I was more basing it off what you said.
Okay. I was curious what like I gave out.
But a lot of, I don't know, a lot of my homegirls, like a lot of my girlfriends like are into that or not opposed to it, I should say.
I think it's because it creates a deeper connection amongst everyone, realistically. And like connections are really key and ideal in the relationship. Ultimately, like, right? Like that's why you get a relationship with somebody because you have a connection towards them.
Have you ever had a threesome?
So... I really
have. You feel like that? Yes.
Aw, that's cute. I love that.
I've just been in certain situations that I shouldn't have been in. Like, you know.
Whoa, please explain.
What do you mean? Like you're watching?
You should have not said that.
Wait, were you like in the closet watching?
It's just like, nah. not like that. I'm just thinking about what I'm saying because like, I don't know. But
he's like not trying to get himself in trouble.
Yeah, not trying to get myself in trouble. But I've been in, I've been around the block.
Damn. What
they say, you got Palm Beach, I got Broward.
Yeah.
We're going to make our way down to Miami.
Oh, God.
but I'll just
guys, wear condoms, please.
Oh, of course.
For sure.
Okay. I don't know. I've just been in certain situations, you know, like.
When do you think it's okay to stop wearing a condom with your partner?
Oh, you gotta be locked in. You gotta be locked in. 100%. Yeah, okay. We locked in.
There's a lot of dudes out there not wrapping up.
It be the women, bro. Most guys are not gonna be like, no.
Wear a condom.
Yeah. Girls. Girls. Kev, we know somebody.
Girls. When you see this, we talking about you. So most guys not gonna say no.
Yeah.
But like a lot of, you'll be surprised. Like you'll be like, oh, like let me go grab one. Girls will be like, oh no, no, no.
A lot of girls be with it.
That's my theory. Go ahead, say finish.
A lot of girls be with it, but then as a man, you got to be prepared too. It's like you walking around with no condoms. Then what you expect?
And then a lot of girls also don't like it. So a lot of girls be like, take it off. Like
exactly.
Like,
what?
Why? I don't even know you.
That's
sus as fuck.
And one girl tried to rip it off one time.
Like, you're bugging.
Yeah,
bugging.
No.
Crazy shit. Yeah. It be the girls for real. And a lot of guys, you mix the, I'm not blaming it just on women, but a lot of girls are like the aggressors and the guys will just like, oh, I don't care. Like guys don't have self-control. Like the boy we talking about right now, like
yeah,
just
you.
Go wherever, stick they dick and whatever. So.
Damn. Did he actually go on a date just now?
Oh, we're not talking about that.
We're talking about another guy, but he's usually here too. So he'll see this.
Wait, yeah. This guy?
No, not him.
Probably him too.
We just reading them out. The process of elimination. It's not Kevin, it's not Chris.
They know the whole crew.
Who's left?
All right.
Whatever they do.
This is going to be for everybody. We can flip the roles, but I'm going to ask the ladies first.
Okay.
Would you rather your boyfriend have a bunch of hoe friends or a bunch of girlfriends?
Brother.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Aren't all girls hoes?
No, all his guy friends are hoes.
Oh, guys.
Wait. Can you re-ask that question for me?
Would you rather your boyfriend you the one with the boyfriend.
Right, yeah, you have the boyfriend.
All his guy friends are hoes or him. Or he has a bunch of girlfriends.
Low key, I would rather him have a bunch of ho guy friends.
Really?
Yeah, so that Explain. I could like That's party a lot of gold with rush them nights. And like live life.
A lot of gold rush nights.
Yeah, like I would rather party with them like on some nights or like other nights. Just be like, yeah, go without your friends or whatever. Just because if I was in a relationship with somebody, it would be solidified.
What if he invites you to the boys' night out?
I don't need an invite every night because, like, low-key, I like staying at home.
He don't really invite you at all.
He doesn't invite me at all. I don't really care because I have a bunch of hoe friends, so we can play that game twice.
Is this one included?
She definitely pointed. You're really
your hoe friend, bitch.
There was a point. There was a
point. No, it wasn't. It was like, try me. I don't
know. How long y'all know each other?
Like, bitch. We actually, funny story, we met on this cruise ship. They had this like super ghetto cruise ship festival. Like,
but it was lit.
3 years ago with like DaBaby, Cardi B, a bunch of people, Post Malone, all like performing every different day. And we met on the cruise. We were like taking pictures and we're like, I was like, do you want me to take a picture for you? She's like, yeah, I'll take a picture for you. And then we're like, do you want to be friends? Okay.
Oh, see, it's been working.
That's how girls meet. It's like stupid.
Or in the bathroom. It's one of the two.
5-6 years ago?
Longer, maybe.
I think 5.
Yeah.
Or 6.
Shout out to y'all, though. I feel like girls fall out very quickly in friendships.
Yeah, I feel like we're like real ones. Like, I don't know. We've obviously.
Yeah, Aura's a loyal person. She's like an OG.
Thank you. You too. We've met a lot of people throughout our life, so we're a good judge of character. Mm. And there's a lot of things that like says shit about a person to you. So like, it's like you prove your loyalty to me. I got you.
The circle gets like smaller every year. Keep the real ones close.
Yeah. People just show you one red flag, and it's like you gotta go. You know?
The same way. Yeah. You gotta believe people when they tell you about themselves. Yeah.
We're going to there. Drop your IGs. Drop whatever you want to promote.
Aura Queen Bay. You know where to find me. And Off the Air TV is our podcast. Come check us out for part 2 with the guys.
We coming right back.
Raquel Rose with an A and a Q. And I don't know what else because I'm super awkward.
And a Q. Everybody knew
Raquel Rose. I mean, honestly, people call me freaking Rachel. I'm like, where the hell do you see her?
Do you get Rocky at all?
It's with an A, though.
Do you get Rocky at all?
Yeah, that was my nickname when I was a kid.
It's with an A, though. Raquel with an A.
Like, you know where usually there's an E? Like Q-U-E?
Q-U-A-L. Raquel. Raquel.
She's Raquel. Raquel.
It's just Raquel, but it's...
Raquelius Jean.
Why is it so weird when people ask me that question? But then it's like, if your name was spelled like
Aura.
Devin, it'd be like, let's make...
That's the guy we were talking about. Raw dog.
That's God right there, just so y'all know.
Please keep that part in. He deserved it.
If you're still watching, this was different. We had Chris at first. Eli came in. If you don't know Eli, he's my brother. It's like your 4th or 5th time on here.
I think I got the most after you and Chris. I got the most episodes.
Your voice is hot. Wow. Can I vibe with y'all?
Hey, but go like, subscribe, share with your friends. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Snapchat, Twitter, gang, TikTok, all that good stuff. Appreciate y'all.